Dressing for a black tie, an overview. Most men view dressing for a black tie event as an awkward and unpleasant necessity, as a rite of passage reserved for high school proms and weddings, or both. And this is not entirely unfair, especially the latter part. Black tie is, by definition, for special occasions. Occasions so special that they have their own unique uniform. And that's what, in my opinion, makes black tie so impressive. Your best business suit may look good, but it remains something that you wear for business. At a social event, it's just standing in. While a tuxedo is something specific to the occasion, and it makes it more impressive simply because of the beauty of the lines and the way it can make any man look amazing. So fortunately for men struggling with their first black tie event, the formal dress code is just that. It's a code, it's very specific, and there are guidelines. It's one of those things in life in which you don't have to think a whole lot about because it's been laid out exactly what to wear, how to wear it. And even though the wedding industry and the prom industry and all these other things are trying to, well, I don't know how else to put it, but bastardize this this beautiful piece of clothing that will make any man look handsome, I'm here to help you understand how to wear it correctly. Because at the end of the day, you want to stick to timeless tradition. Whenever you're wearing black tie appropriately, you're going to look good in a photo, whether someone looks at it and the year is 2020 or if it's 2050. What you wear today will still look and just come off as great, timeless, and classic. All right, let's jump into the dinner jacket for men. A dinner jacket or tuxedo jacket is not a suit coat. It's single-breasted, and it's most common and most widely accepted as the most formal jacket you'll ever wear. That is, there should be slits up the... So let's get into details. What do I mean by that? Well, let's go ahead and talk about it. Usually the lapels. We're going to see either the shawl lapel or we're going to see the peak lapel. It's going to be one button. Occasionally you'll see two buttons out there, which isn't, it's a modern interpretation and it's okay, although not what I recommend. You want to avoid notch lapels. Those are not classic and those are, in my opinion, just to show it's a rental tuxedo or one that a tailor made and he didn't know what he was doing. The back vents, you can either have the double vent or you can have no vents on the tuxedo. You do not want a single vent. And it's important to remember that black tie is defined by its understated elegance. So whenever you're putting any of this on, it's all about the very small details, but not standing out. On the jacket lapels, we're also going to see satin or grosgrain. And the grosgrain, this is the satin. It's going to have a little bit of a reflective surface. Now, you don't always have to have this, and in fact, it was the Casino Royale movie in which Daniel Craig wore a black tie tuxedo that, and when I say black tie tuxedo, I throw out those terms interchangeably. I know some men are cringing when I say it that way, but yeah, just go with it. In any case, I was talking more about the lapel, the lack of satin on the covers of the lapels, and that comes from, again, the movie Casino Royale, where he went with a just straight plain black, the same as the fabric in the jacket. And that, I would say, I think it's going to become a modern classic. So I actually like making that one as well. It's a small detail change, but one that doesn't always go unnoticed. And I think looks great on the right man. As for colors of the jacket and the trousers, they always need to match exactly. And black is going to be for 95 to 98% of you all. Now, if you own more than one tuxedo, consider going with midnight blue. It's equally acceptable and can look blacker than black, but it's going to help a man stand out a little bit out of the ordinary in the crowd. And again, it'll go with everything else, but you're going to have, you can't mix and match it with a black cummerbund or anything like that. Though you can wear it with a black bow tie. White jackets are also a style of formal wear, but they follow their own etiquette and they shouldn't be worn to events designated as black tie unless you've spoken with the host and there, it's going to be a summer outdoor event. then it technically can fall under that code, but you don't want to be the only guy showing up with, even though you would be technically correct, your goal with black tie is not to stand out. It's to create the right attitude at the event and to help with the ambiance. Formal men's trousers. So formal wear, by its definition, is matched. The trousers should always be made from the same fabric as the jacket, except in the case I mentioned above about the white jacket, and the fabric on the seams should match the lapel facing. So down the sides of your legs, if you're actually in the military or familiar, usually we would have a side stripe, especially in the Marine Corps, we called it the blood stripe. But in formal wear, that's going to be a bit of satin that goes right down the leg, and that's that single braid is traditional in black tie wear, so don't be surprised when you see it. There are going to be no cuffs, and that would interfere with the sleek look. In addition, these trousers, they can be worn a bit higher, and I recommend a man, if he has them custom made, to be worn with suspenders. It's always going to be more formal, and it's going to look better, and you don't have to wear a belt. Now, if you also don't want to go the suspender route, but you also want to avoid, let's say, the belt loops, which do make the trousers less formal, then consider side tabs or an adjustable weight, an auto-adjusting waistband. And a tailor can help you with this. I especially like making the side tabs. They stay out of view, and they just make the front of the jacket look better, even though you're going to be covering it with a waist covering. And don't note, you always cover with a waist covering, but it's just at the end of the day, it gives a sleeker look. Men's formal waistcoats. Formal waistcoats are not vests in the same style as a three-piece suit. They're usually called, although the same name. So you're going to hear waistcoat, you're going to hear vest. But at the end of the day, the whole point of this is to allow a seamless transition and to hide where the trousers meet the shirt. So that is the purpose of the waistcoat. The formal waistcoat, though, you're going to find that it's built differently. It's going to have lapels on the front of the waistcoat, and the entire back may not even exist. The reason that you'll see them built like this is it's more for show. And in hot weather, you'll appreciate that the fact there is no back is it's going to be more comfortable and it's not going to retain heat. Now, the alternative to a waistcoat is a cummerbund. And they were originally considered more casual, although they become much more common because a good waistcoat is harder to fit and more expensive. The cummerbund, it has its origins in India. The British brought it over with them. And it is, whenever you wear it, it's equally now as acceptable. And the great thing about the cummerbund is that if you wear a lot of black tie, you can occasionally bring in a little bit different of a color. I mean, you could actually bring in a blood red, a burgundy, and that looks sharp. But avoid the ones that look like they're from a high school prom. So the baby blues, the lime greens, the pinks, yes, those do not belong in modern formal wear. Finally, remember the pleats on the cummerbund face upward. Think about it. If you're going to be holding a ticket or you need a place to hold a small little invitation, then you should be able to tuck it right into your cummerbund and not worry about it falling out. So that's an easy way to remember. Men's black tie shirts. The dress shirt underneath a black tie jacket is always white. There's no room for negotiation here. Collars should ideally be a point collar or a wing collar. And either one of them is correct, although you're going to find a wing collar isn't going to get as much probably use. It's one that is specifically regulated to wearing with a bow tie in a black tie environment. While the point collar, the turndown collar, is something that you could actually even get away if you're short on dress shirts for your black tie. You could actually get away with a white dress shirt. In this case, though, you need to make sure the fit is immaculate. And it would be nice if the shirt actually had a covered placket, so no buttons would be showing in the front. Now, normally what you want to use is a cotton pique, a type of it's a patterned cotton that's woven in a unique way, and it's got a bit of a texture or a repeating pattern in it. Also, the front of the shirt, normally you would be using studs and not buttons. Although, again, I think a covered placket in using mother of pearl buttons is fine. It's a less busy look, and it's a small detail change, but a modern interpretation of, I think, the proper wearing of a black tie shirt. Finally, remember, You always want to go with French cuffs on this type of shirt. So that's why a lot of dress shirts would not work out. You do not want to have barrel cuffs with a black tie ensemble. You want to be using a very formal but very simple cuff link. So there are a wide variety out there. You want it something that's not really going to draw attention to itself. Although if you're not doing anything else in your black tie outfit that is really stylish or standing out, you can have a little bit of fun with the cuff links. But remember, French cuff, especially you want a double fold over French cuff, which is the classic French cuff. And again, go for something that is going to go for a cuff link that will not really stand out unless it's going to be your only like little stylish touch to the outfit. The black tie of black tie. So the black bow tie defines an entire style and as such deserves a bit of respect. Pre-tied clip-on models, don't even think about it. A fixed length tie of a length appropriate to your neck is always preferable to adjustable models as well. So the latter will have excess fabric that doubles over and adds an unsightly bulge to the knot when tied. You want to go with the best black tie you can afford. Think about this. This is going to be framing your face. You want to tie it yourself. It's okay if it's not exactly symmetrical. And you also want to look at the size. If you have a larger head, go with a slightly larger bow. And a great way to determine this is to, when you're tying it, to keep the tie proportional to your face, make sure the ends of the bow tie fall somewhere between the edge of your face and the outer corners of your eyes. Anything smaller is going to make your head look big. Anything bigger is going to make your head look small. As with the fabric of the black tie, keep it black unless you haven't done anything else with your black tie outfit. Again, in black tie formal wear, you're allowed to have one little style infusion, I like to think. So some people like to wear a red pocket square. Other men like to have a contrasting waistcoat. Other men, they like to play with the black tie and go with maybe something that's got a little bit of a pattern in it. So don't be afraid to do that, but also be aware that you should only be changing up one thing to these rules. Black tie shoes. Someone who expects to wear black tie regularly will want to invest in a pair of classic formal footwear. Patent leather pumps with a black ribbon bow on the front are a good option, although if you're not in a larger city and you're not wearing this often, or you just don't feel comfortable wearing a bow on your foot, then you can choose not to go that route. For most men, though, the pair of shoes for a black tie is going to be a classic Oxford in patent leather. And when I mean patent leather, it's a leather that's been treated and it's ultra shined already. It's going to retain that shine, and you're just going to need to wash them with a light little bit of water. You can even use Windex, but be very careful because you don't want the chemicals. This is something you would only do very sparingly, but to get off certain things there. In general, gentlemen, I prefer over patent leather just a classic pair of simple, very simple classic black Oxfords, but polish them like no other. This is where you want to go for the spit shine, and there are other articles that can go into about how to get a spit shine, but this is where something I think you're going to get a lot more miles out of it, because you can also wear it with suits. Final details of black tie menswear. So when you leave the house without a pocket square, I think that's unacceptable in black tie. You're going through all this effort. Even if it's just a white, simple linen handkerchief, that's what you need to put in there. However, again, if you haven't added anything to your outfit, feel free to put in like a bold red. And I'm not talking bright red. I'm talking something more that's of a burgundy or a darker red color. That's going to match the black hue of the entire outfit. Tuxedos and black tie boutonnieres. A boutonniere, or a small flower in the buttonhole of the left lapel, is an option of formal wear that may or may not be appropriate. And it depends on the situation, and you're not wanting to upstage the groom or draw too much attention to yourself, but it's one of those things you're going to have to play by ear, because when you go to these events, your goal is not to stand out. Your goal is to be well-dressed, but it's more of a sign. If you're being invited to one of these things, it's a sign of respect for your fellow man. But if the event, if it's a full, large-scale black tie event, then I find wearing a very very simple but very classic flower is going, it's going to go a long way, and it looks beautiful and is something that men should consider. Finally, outerwear for formal dress. In the winter, an overcoat will be needed for the journey to and from the black tie event. You don't want to be wearing black tie and try wearing a parka or something, unless you're in a blizzard. But when it comes down to it, you want the outside to look great. Now, you're not going to need a top hat or something like that. Yeah, that's a bit excessive. But try to have an outer jacket which reflects what you're wearing underneath. If you're looking for a hat, ideas are could be for a fedora or a Homburg. Although if you're not, you know, I know most men aren't going to own something like this. So a nice watch cap, that will work fine. When it comes to formalities of watch caps, go for something with a larger knit that's going to technically be a bit more formal. This ends my section on black tie.